Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, August 31st. The selling that occurred throughout the day yesterday due to heavy long liquidation in the September corn and soybean contracts ahead of first notice day. Some of that selling continues here, also anticipating damage to facilities down around New Orleans after Ida moved through. A report that Cargill had two export terminals that may be out 2 to 4 weeks with electrical problems and other issues, again, delaying any type of export activity. So this had been weighing on the markets, and it did continue overnight. We've got Deese corn down a nickel at 537 and three quarters, put in a high of 45 and a half. Crop conditions yesterday came out unchanged, 60% good to excellent, same as last week. In the soybeans, November finished down 4 3/4 at 1298 and a half, put in a high of 1312. Crop conditions there unchanged as well, 56% good to excellent. In the wheat, we had December Chicago wheat finished down 2 3/4 cents, 720 3/4, and December Kansas City wheat unchanged, 712 and a half. With December Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 1/4 cents at 901 and a half. So we'll have to see here, as we are down in the lower end of the ranges for the last couple of weeks across the board, whether we hold these levels again or whether this disruption is enough to push through some more technical levels. We've got the beans and the corn both unable to get above those 50 and 100-day moving averages. So again, that technically adding to some weakness and possible long liquidation there. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.